3570 today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a great start to your week as we're heading to hump day, and then it's ahead of the stretch to the finish line. For some of us, any more, though, is really Monday through Friday the work week. Some of you are third shifters. That's what they call the people who work deep into the night. And do you know there's almost 26? Yeah, we love them. Because we're one of them. There's almost 26 million third shifters. So welcome third shifters and everybody else who has insomnia or you're just a late night person. The world is upside down. No more 9 to 5. Speaking of the world being upside down, certainly that's what's happening in Iran. Now, is this a good thing? Absolutely. My views on Ahmadinejad is that he is a dictator of the worst kind, the kind that looks you right in the face and says everything's great and rosy, and I'll do a 60-minute interview and tell you how it's all America's fault, and I am totally willing to have any kinds of discussions. And then before you know it, there's an incredible nuclear arsenal that's been built up, but that's not what we were doing. We weren't enriching anything. Yeah, right. So obviously he's a guy that can't be trusted, at least in the view of many world leaders. But yet he wins an election in a landslide where the deck was, let's face it, stacked against Mousavi or any other opposition candidate to Ahmadinejad. So overwhelmingly, there's no way he could have gotten the votes that he supposedly got. So power to the people, baby. They take to the streets for protests. It heads into the weekend. And once it gets to the weekend, patience runs thin with those in charge. And once the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, speaks and says the election result should stand and Ahmadinejad is the president as it carries over, then it gets ratcheted up a notch and you find that all of a sudden the media from all around the world is being kicked out, told to leave Iran. No formal information is released other than whatever is planted from their particular news agency, their state-run news agency. And Twitter, lo and behold, becomes the source of a lifeline of information that's being leaked out to the rest of the world. And it's quite clear what you see in these videos, what's really happening. The altercations with the police, the death of a young 20-something young woman who had everything to live for, gorgeous young woman who was marching in the protest with her father and is gunned down in cold blood, and the whole world sees the video and now has become a symbol, the poster child, if you will, for this opposition. And her name is Nida Sultan, and her picture is everywhere. So, but what sacrifice to her family? So our president said he didn't want to meddle when this was all happening back on June 12th and the election results were being released. But all of a sudden, it's a different Obama who's decided to take to the podium and react to the disputed elections and the god-awful bloody aftermath as a result. And so finally, Obama condemns the violence against the protesters and lends more support to what's happening to the people who are protesting the results. And, of course, Obama is being barraged critically by some around the world, but by mostly GOP in our country, Republicans, of being too timid in his response to what's happening in Iran. And now he's saying he's appalled and outraged. And, of course, we're going to let you hear all those comments coming up on America Tonight. But this protesting, these marches, these people that are rising up, just like we did in our country's history to get the freedom that we so wanted our ancestors wanted and now has led to the rich possibilities for all of our lives. I mean, you know, they don't say America's a land of opportunity for nothing. Of course it is. Talk to people who've come here with nothing but the clothes on their back, stood in line to legally come into the country and now have made an incredible life for themselves and for their family. And this is what the people in Iran want. They don't want to have a dictatorship strangling them. The world has changed. Now, Mousavi, is he that guy? According to some, no, he's not. But it's not so much about him. I think it's about the will of the people. He's kind of lost in the middle of this, even though he's seizing the opportunity to tell people to meet and all that other sort of stuff. But I think it's more about the young people, the smart, educated kids and young women who are saying that they don't have to put up with this, that there is another way. That's what it's about. That's what's happening. Quickly, let me update you on something that happened the other day that was absolutely horrific in our own country. It might be computer failure to blame for that D.C. train crash that killed 9 people and wounded 70 others. Of course, there is now reports circulating that some of the trains were outdated and really needed to be removed, and there were safety concerns, but there wasn't the money to do that. So they hadn't been removed. Was it the person who was operating the train, who was a bus driver turned train operator? That's how they do it in the metro system, and was checked out on everything. Was it an operator error? They still haven't completely ruled that out, although they know that the emergency brake was depressed, but instead the train slammed into a parked train. And unfortunately, what you have is a mess and sad stories as a result of people who were just going home, catching a ride home on the metro. It will come out probably in the next couple of weeks because the NTSB is very cautious when any wreckage site, knowing that if they release the information, of course, speculation runs rampant, but if they release the information too soon, then they find it something else, then it just becomes this crazy guessing game where they're constantly updating it, and you have to wait for the official results. But there are a couple of things at work here, whether or not, you know, they know it was depressed, the emergency brake, but was it pressed too late? Did something else happen that they don't know? And there's kind of something similar to a black box that they're trying to find, because if they recover that, those that are going over the wreckage still, if they recover that, that might give them a better idea as to what happened. Was it really this computer failure? Although it is certainly looking at it that way, because there's evidence, like I said, that the operator tried to slow it down and couldn't, but was obviously trying to do something. Hang with us. Coming up a little bit later in this show, of course, as I always am famous for saying, we're going to hit you with the hard stuff, but we're going to lighten the load with birthdays, this day in history, and news you can abuse as well. So hang with us.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Catch up with Celine Siddiqui coming up here on America Tonight. If we don't catch him on this show, we'll catch him in a future show talking about Iran and the situation, of course, the focus, so much of the focus on the people really trying to push their will through the streets. Of course, at serious cost, obviously, some have lost their life. Pretty scary, not really knowing what's going to happen. And at this point, there's a definite crackdown on people trying to voice their opinions, because you've got police, you've got the demonstrators clashing with the police, certainly. You have people shouting from rooftops, turning on car headlights, holding up posters. And Iran is saying, you know, hey, you do this, and we can promise swift action for anybody who continues to violate what the supreme leader said, which is these are the election results. However, just now and coming on the air, apparently there may be a little bit of a change of heart. And I say that cautiously, as I frantically was trying to get more information about this and talk to a couple of people in the know. Because, again, remember, from Iran, we're not getting a lot of clear information. We're getting sort of third-hand, second-hand, whatever, because you don't have reporters that are actually there to be the eyes and the ears and to be kind of the old guard. But what you have is you have Iran now banning the protesting footballers, saying that they won't be part of the team eventually. You've got the Ayatollah Khamenei extending the deadline for the election complaints, which is a huge deal. At the top of this show, we just let you hear what Barack Obama said. Said he was appalled and outraged in seeing the video of the young woman who was shot in cold blood on the streets just peacefully protesting over the weekend. And in the meantime, you've got Mousavi, the reformer, who is trying to make appearances wherever he can, but he's under 24-hour guard. So they're trying to get a lid on the situation. But as I said, the new deal is you've got Khamenei extending the deadline for the election complaints, and that is big news because while on one hand you're trying to shut the people up, trying to shut the free thought, you now have the idea that, okay, well, we're going to push this time back a little bit. And that says something to me. That says that there is some pressure, that the powers that be in Iran are taking notice of what's going on, because the world knows that there are people who are dead and injured, and that there's been massive destruction of property. There have been fires. There have been cars destroyed as a result of the fires and other things and being flipped over. So it's 2 weeks of this has happened now. 2 weeks of dodging in and out of Twitter, et cetera, to just get any information out. And Mousavi obviously has the will of some people. So Mousavi is the candidate who many people wanted to see take that spot at the presidency. And, of course, we said it again and again, it's Ahmadinejad, of course, in the election results overwhelmingly. That's why it doesn't wash with what's happened there, because it doesn't make sense that they could have counted how many millions of votes and how long, et cetera. So this story is interesting, and there's a reason why you should care, and the reason why you should care, a couple of reasons. One, because we have, of course, troops in the Middle East, not in Iran, but there's the hot spot of Pakistan, which is probably the most dangerous place to worry about at this point. But we have troops now being increased, ultimately in Afghanistan, troops leaving Iraq. There's a vested interest in many, many ways on what's happening in the Middle East. And then, of course, the relationship that the United States has with Israel, and ultimately, what is the relationship with Israel and Iran? If it's Ahmadinejad, for all the things that have been said and swatted back and forth, and then, of course, the concerns over nukes, you have to be concerned about what's happening in the Middle East and in Iran. Because I've gotten a couple of emails from people, a few people, not too many, because most of you are actually chiming in on this, who say, you know, like the idea that you talk about everything on the show, and, you know, haha, funnily enough, we say it's the show for those with ADD, but some people don't really care about the Middle East. Some Americans think, well, you know, you got North Korea and the nut Kim Jong-il. You are concerned about if North Korea is going to test another missile. You have the, even though the long-range missile won't hit Hawaii, you have the threats of, okay, U.S., you want to board one of our ships. We're going to fire this missile July 4th. It's aimed at Hawaii. We have a warship going to protect Hawaii anyway, because the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, thinks that's a smart play, and I agree. So, yeah, you can't just be concerned with what's going on in our borders. Yes, we have almost 10% unemployment. Yes, there are struggles just to maintain along the southern border in particular with the illegal immigration numbers. At what point, we don't know. Are they decreasing, increasing? What's happening there? What's happening with the czar, who supposedly is monitoring the situation, and especially with the drug corridor and with people being kidnapped and all that other sort of stuff? And obviously, cities worried about going bankrupt, California worrying about going bankrupt. But at the same time, you cannot ignore what's also outside of the borders, because absolutely it affects us. We laid in the weeds once, and then we're caught off guard, of course, by 9/11, and there's no way you want to see that happen again. So you have to be in touch with what's going on. So Iran is very, very, very important. I touched on North Korea briefly, And you've got the American destroyer that's tailing that North Korean ship. It's sailing along the coast of China, right? And the belief is that the boat is carrying arms that's headed for Burma, basically. So far, no interaction other than the tail. But will it come to the point where the United States actually takes the bold move of trying to board the ship, trying to stop the ship? Imagine if they get aboard, of course, the ship, and the arms aren't there. But if the U.S. ship encounters, the one that's trailing it, the American destroyer, if it does try to overtake the North Korea Kang Nam, what do you think happens there? I said this before. With North Korea saying all bets are off, it's a sure bet that something will bubble up in a very, very big way. We had a long discussion about this on our last America Tonight, and it was great. The phone calls were great, and the emails were great about, yeah, do you really think China is going to play blocker? Do you think China is just going to crush North Korea? Does that really make any sense? And there are all kinds of theories about what ultimately happens with Japan and China, and of course, what the United States does. This is more a UN mandate thing, and the United States saying, okay, we're part of this. This just cannot continue. We just cannot continue to let North Korea, you know, flail their fists at us and then have these missile tests and think that everything's just hunky-dory, because it's not. So will this destroyer, and the destroyer, by the way, is the USS John McCain, would it ultimately continues to follow the Kang Nam, but is it going to turn over surveillance to another destroyer, because that's what they're talking about, that's the possibility. North Korea is saying, look, you intercept our ship, it's an act of war. And we're on the brink of a nuclear war if you think that this situation is just going to go away. It's a grave situation, grave. I mean, what can happen if the two intercede? I think something happens. I've said this now for weeks. I think everything else going on, you can't ignore Iran, you can't ignore Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the cleanup there. But boy, what's happening in Asia is very, very scary stuff. Will Kim Jong-il actually go through with whatever the threats are to come at the United States? Hang with us, more around the bend.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Talk about bad to the bone. Here on America Tonight, a tip of the cap to Texas, as Texas evened the College World Series finals with a 5-1 win over the LSU Tigers. A little freshman named Taylor Jungman limited LSU to just 5 hits in his first complete game. So this is a pretty sweet deal. You know, I love baseball. I love professional baseball, but I like to even go see some of the minor league stuff, and I have been to many of those ballparks too. But there's nothing like the College World Series. Now, I've only seen it on the tube, but I would love to see it live. So the Longhorns forced this winner-take-all game for Wednesday night for the national title. LSU, to give you an idea, ranked number one in the major polls, lost for the first time in 15 games. Yeah. So I think this could be an exciting finish. Well, it's like I say all the time about game sevens. Here you have the perfect setup. You have the do-or-die, winner-take-all game. Sweet! As we continue on sports shorts here on ATN, another thing that's interesting that's worth mentioning, I like to play tennis. Tennis is to me, has become an exercise thing. And for people listening, it's not for Country Club Elite. Hey, all you need is a tennis racket, shoes, and some tennis balls, and you go out to any public court, and a lot of the public courts are pretty good. The surface is great, and you can just go out if you have to wait for a court or not, and pick up a game of tennis almost, I shouldn't say almost anywhere, but in a lot of places you can absolutely get involved and do that. So Wimbledon is going on right now, but there's a little bit of controversy or at least discussion about this, and I think it's pretty funny. Coming out of London, they're talking about the grunts that a lot of the women do, not all of them. But, you know, Serena Williams grunts, Sharapova is known for grunting, and there are a slew of women that absolutely are grunters when they hit the ball. When you go to watch tennis live, or even if you watch it on television, you'll hear it. You hear the grunting, right? You know who used to be big, too, in doing that was Monica Seles. But the idea of whether or not they should be allowed to grunt has become a big factor because there's a 16-year-old girl, Michelle Larcher de Brito, who apparently sounds like she's crying in agony. I mean, that's what it's been described as when she slams the ball. And so, you know, you're talking about playing in the hallowed grounds of Wimbledon. And she says it's something that she's always done since she started playing tennis because it's just, and now it's part of her game and she can't stop it. It's something that has become part of the fabric. So Martina Navratilova never liked the whole grunting thing anyway. If you are a tennis fan, or even if you're not, Martina Navratilova is, and a lot of you know who Monica Seles is. She was never thrilled by that in the first place. Because here's the deal, and this is why I bring it up. A lot of people think grunting is cheating, that something has to be done because the level is just incredibly unacceptable. Now, Jimmy Connors, on the men's side of things, he was a big grunter, and Yvonne Lendl complained that Andre Agassi's grunting completely threw him off his game, but it's really the females now that are the worst about it. And Sharapova, who says she's grunted since the age of 4 and can't help it, the decibels that she hits, 101. Now check this out. A lion's roar is about 110 decibels. So the grunting of Maria Sharapova is 101. So I ask you, America, is grunting when you hit a tennis ball cheating? Matt, what do you think? Do you think that that should be considered cheating and they shouldn't be allowed to do that or what?
I find it entirely annoying, to be honest with you. And I don't understand it. I mean, I understand you're trying to exert as much force as you can on the ball and hit a tough shot, but if you look at other sports, no other sport is like that. Like, if you take baseball, for instance, you know, when someone's up there trying to hit a home run, you don't hear them grunting to do it. They're trying to be, you know, calm about their swing and powerful, but it's not grunting to do it. I just don't understand it.
I think it's just like a crazy habit. You know, baseball players have tics where sometimes they have that thing that they do, you know, they're superstitious about stepping over the plate, moving their uniform around, their bat, their whatever. They're very, very superstitious. Or in golf, people, a lot of players are that way. But they're not grunting. And I think it's a habit. It is a habit. It's something they do when they're younger. And I think it could hinder the other player. It would be annoying to the entire time hear that during a match. And especially when they're talking about this crazy amount of decibels, 101 decibels is obnoxious.
Yeah, I don't get it. And I guess you could kind of qualify it as cheating because you're distracting from your opponent or something. But, I mean, tennis is another one of those sports like golf that I don't understand the whole, you got to be quiet, you know.
Yeah, and boy, and if you go to New York,
there's
certainly not quiet in New York. So that's, for some reason, that doesn't work there. But I think that this is something that's going to be controversial and something that's going to come up a lot more in the future because they're talking about cracking down on it. So these girls, because it's mostly the girls that do this, are going to find themselves in a situation. If it's become a tick, a habit, a whatever, they're going to have to change it because they'll suffer the consequences of losing points. And once that rule kicks in and everybody approves it, and I think they will, at least on the international stage, then that means that whole thing is done, the whole grunting thing.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, though. I mean, if you take away points, like as soon as someone grunts, then they automatically lose that point, or is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, I think they're trying to experiment. They're trying to figure out how they would do it. Would it be the points? What would it be? And the problem is with the women, I mean, so many of them grunt, boy, that would just change the whole game. But if, hey, so be it. If it's a rule, it's a rule. And we'll see how they enforce that. But there's lots of discussions at the international level of saying, yeah, it's too much. It's too distracting. And it's just ridiculous after every shot to have that incredible grunt. And this young girl, the 16-year-old, is the worst of all time. I mean, just sounds like she's, it's not even a grunt. It does sound like she's hurt herself when she screams out. So I think it'll probably be the points. They'd have to do the points, because otherwise, how would they ever be able to police that? And they'd have to have some kind of a measuring system. And that might be what it starts out to be, that there's a meter, and if it's a certain decibel, then you're out. Then you lose the point.
I think the easiest way to curb this is to make anyone involved in tennis play in front of, like, their middle school, junior high class, because those kids will not let that stand. Because these people are obviously practicing by themselves or something, because if you're grunting that much, no one around you is going to make fun of you for it? I don't understand that.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I know all about the tennis game, having covered it. The people around you are making so much money off of you, nobody is going to complain or tell you to shut your trap and not grunt, because they're part of the entourage of your group, whether it's the coach, the hitting partner, whatever it is. And they wouldn't say anything about it. And now it's so commonplace that nobody, they don't think about it. That's why you have the other greats of the game, Martinez, et cetera, saying, yeah, this is crazy. They have to do something. But not the people around them won't do that, because they're riding the coattails of that young tennis player who's making a lot of money usually. Not if they're an unknown and they are traveling in the car with their mother to tournaments or something, but anybody who's on the world stage, ooh, you see it all the time when you watch them practice. It's just crazy. Unless it's family, like Maria Sharapova with her father, but she does have a hitting partner. Usually that's what the deal of the coaches is, to be the babysitter, tell them they're great, and return all the balls to them.
I think we get Mrs. Smith's sixth grade class down for all these girls to play in front of, and those kids can just make fun of them, and they'll start repeating it and ripping on them, because that's how kids are in about sixth grade. I remember there was a girl in my class who had like a little thing, she smacked her lips after every sentence, and pretty soon the whole class started doing it. A week later, it was gone because she was sick of getting made fun of.
Yeah, so maybe that's the answer. Taunt them to death until they stop grunting. Absolutely. Hey, weather alert. You know how we like to tell you what's going on in the weather here on America Tonight? This out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. They say a weakened tropical storm, Andres, hit Mexico's coast south of the resort area of Puerto Vallarta with rain and wind on Wednesday. But that's it. It wasn't much worse than that. And then it's heading back out into the Pacific and going to just basically brush the tip of Baja California. Wow, that's certainly good news for anybody who might be vacationing there. Wouldn't that be the worst? They get smashed with a hurricane. That's happened before to many Americans. And it's their one time they've saved all their pennies to go on this vacation, and they're hit in the middle of a tropical storm, tropical storm that becomes a hurricane. Awful. Out of Washington, as Barack Obama and the insurance industry, they're pushing together, there's obviously going to be a big showdown, a confrontation over the role of our government in health care. The Obama administration is telling all the people on the Hill to keep pushing for a bipartisan deal. And of course he is, because today Obama said he'd like for the whole health care thing to be wrapped up by possibly the end of the summer, but be wrapped up certainly within this year. Ooh, that might be wishful thinking. No wishful thinking about it. Coming up next, news you can abuse, birthdays, and oh yeah, if we look back in history, what happened on this day? We'll tell you all about it.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Henry VIII, King of England, he was crowned King of England. His wife then, this boy, he went through them. Catherine of Aragon was crowned queen. We know what happened ultimately to her. She was banished. She didn't have her head chopped off like Anne Boleyn, but she pretty much was pushed out of the way eventually. That's just one of the things that happened on June 24th, and we're going to go through a whole bunch of little time capsules in history. I think it's fun to look back. But one of my favorite things to do is talk about the wacky, crazy, upside-down, news-you-can-abuse stuff that happens around the country. So we're going to take you to a couple of different places, including San Francisco, Oxford, Ohio, and Citrus Heights, California. In Citrus Heights, California, they call them bug bombs. What they're saying is in Sacramento, they're blaming an apartment explosion on insect foggers. Have you ever heard of this? They say a tenant set off 10 cans of roach spray. 10 cans. So that's 5 to 10 times the recommended amount. And what happened was you had the electricity from a refrigerator detonating the cloud of bug spray, and the blast was so incredibly powerful that some of the complexes load-bearing walls were blown out. The entire building in Citrus Heights was, of course, condemned, and sadly, like three families had to move because of trying to kill the bugs. Ridiculous. You know, that's why when people, have you ever driven by anyone's neighborhood and they have the whole tent over because the termites and they're tenting the house and that whole thing? There's got to be a thing about killing bugs where, of course, the more extreme you are, the more dangerous it is. Duh. Of course, I wouldn't have known that would have blown things. That would have blown the walls out. San Francisco, a new cable car started climbing the hills of San Francisco just the other day. It took, I guess, about 5 years to build. It was based on blueprints that are about a century old. Very cool. If you go to San Francisco, look for car number 15, and it's made like the old-fashioned cable cars. So you've got bronze, glass, Alaskan, yellow, cedar. It cost San Francisco's transit agency $823,000. I'm sure people love that. But they think they're going to get their money's worth. The average cable car lasts about 100 years. How about this from Oxford, Ohio? And that's where Miami University is located. They're looking for a new world's wedding record. The school reports about 1,087 couples renewed their vows over the weekend. Woof. That ceremony was part of alumni weekend events. They're boasting that 14% of their alumni are hitched to other grads. Wow. 14% is pretty high. They're known as the Miami Mergers, so the school submitted its mass wedding documentation to the Guinness people for certification. Not a big fan of Miami of Ohio, probably because I was at the rival school, Ohio University, and I can't even say what the T-shirts that were printed up said on them. You just have to use your imagination. And we've got another one for you, too, out of Boston. Boston postal worker, a guy named George Knapp, is getting his postage due, so to speak. He and his wife are calling the kitten that was dropped into a Boston mailbox. What happened was there was a news segment about the kitten and the postal worker and family are adopting the kitten. They're calling her PD for short. The letter carrier found the kitty amid dozens of envelopes and packages, apparently stuffed through the letter slot. Oh. Animal abandonment is a crime in Massachusetts, punishable up to 5 years in prison. Is that ridiculous, Matt? Can you believe it? Somebody doesn't want their cat, so they stuff the kitten in the letter slot.
That sounds pretty horrible.
That is horrible. Do people not realize there's a place where you go when you do things to animals just like people when it's all said and done?
Why wouldn't you just bring it to an animal shelter or something?
Of course, and turn it over.
Or like put an ad out, free kitten. I'm sure there's plenty
Absolutely.
Of people that will take them.
Somebody would probably adopt them. I mean, you'd be surprised, but you definitely don't take a cat. I mean, people are just sick. I just don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, how inhumane. Animals become part of a family, but regardless, I can't imagine taking a whimpering dog or a kitten and doing anything like that. All right, let's just jump to this day in history. It is the 175th day of the year, easy for me to say. We go way back in history. 1793, the first Republican Constitution in France was adopted. 1908, the 22nd and 24th presidents of the United States, Grover Cleveland, died in Princeton, New Jersey at the age of 71. In 1940, France signed an armistice with Italy during World War II. Remember that. In 1968, Resurrection City, which was a shanty town, it was constructed as part of the Poor People's March on Washington, D.C., was closed down by the cops. 1983, the Space Shuttle Challenger, carrying America's first woman in space, Sally K. Ride, coasted to a safe landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California. If we go back just 10 years ago, union organizers were claiming a big victory after workers at six Fieldcrest Cannon Mills in North Carolina voted to be repped by the Union of Needle Traders, Industrial and Textile Employees. It was a huge moment. Now, the parent company, of course, went bankrupt in 2003. Also, this was big. testimony wound up or wound to an end after 76 days in the landmark Microsoft antitrust trial, like I said, 10 years ago. 5 years ago, federal investigators questioned George W. Bush for more than an hour in connection with the news leak of CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. Also, because we're talking about Wimbledon and the grunting, in a bizarre conclusion to a huge upset, the chair umpire called the wrong score in the second tiebreaker, and Venus Williams fell to Carolina Sprem in the second round at Wimbledon. Yeah, that wasn't good. Every once in a while, you can ask her about that, and she'll bring that up or someone refers to it. Quickly, we've got birthdays for you. Yep. I know you're going to recognize, let's see, at least, four of the names on this list. I'm confident everybody listening can get at least four of these actors. Close your eyes and visualize the names I'm about to tell you. Actress Michelle Lee, 67. Think Knots Landing. She's on a ton of stuff, though. Actor Peter Weller, I know you know who he is, 62 years old. Actor Joe Penny, 53 years old. He was in an episode of The Sopranos most recently, which would be a couple years ago. Actress Minka Kelly is 29 years old. Think Friday Night Lights. Orlando Magic guard J.J. Redick is 25, also celebrating a birthday. Actress Nancy Allen is 59. Oh, I know you're going to get this. Mick Fleetwood, a musician from Fleetwood Mac, is 62. How about this? Think The Rookies. Think Married to Time Daily. Actor-director George Stanford Brown is 66 years old. If you're a rock fan, you know rock musician Jeff Beck, 65 years old. Also celebrating a birthday in the midst of everything in between, actress Danielle Spencer is 44. Reggae singer Astro from UB40 is 52. Wow. Actress Sherry Stringfield is 42 years old. I think you'd know her face as well. So there's a couple of them for you that might be recognizable, including rock singer Kurt Smith, 48 years old. I'm going to leave you with this one from Pearl Bailey, Words of Wisdom. There is a way to look at the past. Don't hide from it. It will not catch you if you don't repeat it.